says unchains across the floor. If that's you rattling unchains again, people are going to be listening to this before you interrupted me with them chains. No, I'm frightened, so you've already won there. You're here obviously for a reason. Now you might be banging that door. What about a chair? Can you move a chair for me? I feel very cold. In this great hall, I heard chains rattle. But I've got a lot more respect for you people than you could possibly imagine. My name's Wayne. I know nothing of you in this room. But you need to knock louder than that. We had two knocks at the door. If that is you, knock three times. Three times is all we want. Somebody's getting married in here tomorrow. How do you feel about that? I've got so much respect for you, even though I know nothing about you. There's all these chairs out there. Now, you've obviously got some power. Move a chair for me. Or move some of the salt. It's weird, I'm sat at this table. And I feel you stood next to me. Go on, mate. Is that you knocking twice? Twice isn't good enough. Want three times. Weird, some chains. Let me hear you, please. Move the salt. So I'm asking you to do stuff, and if you did it, you know, it would just send me mad, so. For the night owls. If you want to come in this place, you have got. There's knockings at the doors. It's like a knocking, somebody's trying to get in. It always happens when I start talking. But you are a bit crazy if you want to come and spend a. You know, your nights like this. I'm in this room and I don't know what's happened in it. I certainly ain't walking around. Because I don't like walking around my own house at night time. But I'm sat at a desk with two chairs. My back's towards a great piece of art. And you sort of feel like somebody's sat on the desk next to you. But it's peaceful. It's quiet. But you could have respect for whoever's in here, I suppose. Three. I'd have said three knocks. Dun, dun, dun. So, I thank the spirits if it's them. So maybe. Maybe we could have something a bit louder. There's a lot of chairs. Maybe you could move a chair. I mean, you know, harm. I'm just saying because I'm stupid. So what about them chains that rattled? That would really impress me. Whoever you are, I mean, you know, harm. I'm frightened, so you've won there. I'd like to be able to say to somebody that I've seen you. Or I've heard you. Move a chair, go on. It's going to be a wedding here tomorrow. Are you happy about that? We've got a lot in common though. Because I used to work for a man who's Scottish. And I hated him. If you hate the Scottish, make some noise. Do you hate the Scottish? Me and them chains again. Go on. In a bit they're going to put the lights on now. I've put some salt. And I've put some flour on them. Now when they're in circles, maybe you could move them for me. Then I've never seen a ghost. Or a spirit. So you'd help me out if you could just, you know, zap what you're going to zap or. You're Michelle, aren't you? Hey? First bit of totty we get in here and you're Michelle. Make a noise. Can you do this? Can you make this noise? Can you make a noise, please? I'm not walking around in a taxi game. There is no way. It's really weird I'm sat in this hall now. Dan up behind me. Not very comfortable, just pins and needles in my feet. We've got salts on the left. We've got flour on the table. Take your pick. Show yourself, please. Let somebody with an open mind believe in you. This is your place. I've got my hand out there now. Brush over it.
Check the trap. Yeah. Check the trap. Nothing. None of the traps have been moved.
Well, you're starting easy. Michelle's actually moved up a couple of serious notches because we want the lights off in there, and if you could close both the doors. If you follow that room round, you come to a chapel that probably had the light on at the top end because they keep a light in there because stuff's happened. That's the room where one of our previous night owls was chased out of there because something started singing in there.
In the chapel.
In the chapel, yeah. With the light on. But if you move beyond that, there is a minstrel's gallery, and it was on the gallery, you know, where minstrels would play for people while they were dining downstairs. It's now used as like a canteen area or cafeteria area here in the castle. That's where the Scottish lady saw a figure moving across the top, and that was enough because it seemed to be heading towards her and she had to get out of there. So whatever happens before tonight's out, I'm going to take you right through there. Good luck.
Yeah.
Take that. Good luck, Wayne. I'll see you in about 15 to 20 minutes.
And what I'll do is I'll put the lights on so you can see, just give you a rough idea of what's in, right? It's in this room here. Now there is a light which is shining through, but that's come through there, okay? You alright?
Yeah, I was just telling you that I need a minute to get.
Right?
Oh, the mannequins. I don't like rooms off that go off. I can't walk around, I really can't.
Well, just sit down. Michelle sat on that box. You can sit on the box if you want. Like that one there if you want to.
Can I bring this?
Good.
Can I sit on this?
Aye. Are you okay?
No.
Good luck.
I can't walk around. Cheers.
Good luck.
I'm in the room that Michelle was in with the clock, and I am absolutely petrified. There is no way in the world I am going to start walking around. No way. There's mannequins, and it's like they're looking at you. But we've got to have respect for these spirits. Constant clicking. It would be better if I was with somebody. Describe the room we walked in with the lights on. And with the lights on, it was so scary. And there's animals, there's mannequins. There's too many things in the room to walk around. To my left, there's a light with a silhouette of a mannequin. There's no way that I would walk around. I just couldn't do it. And I hope the spirits respect me for that. But this is their territory. Spirits. Whoever you're in this room, there's no way I am getting up. So make a noise. We got the clock. Can you stop it? I've got the wind. That's nerves. I just want to hear you. Chingham. It's not mannequin, it's freaking me out. I've got a guitar, maybe you could give that a little twang. You don't understand, I'm sat in a box with my back to the door. And I even if I wanted to get up now, I couldn't. Everyone makes experience out to be horrible things, but you know, I don't know what they are, what they look like. All I'm just thinking about is getting out of here. I can't walk around. I couldn't walk around a man. Oh, that mannequin is freaking me out. It's like it's constantly looking at me. Let me hear your spirits. I'll tell you something. If you're thinking of writing that letter to come in this place, put the pen down, get yourself a cup of coffee, and then go watch telly. Because this is no fun whatsoever. I'm actually quite emotional. I don't really. It's such a beautiful place and I want to have a walk around, but I just can't. I don't know why. I don't see what walking around is going to do to benefit anything. Come on, spirit, show yourself. Make a noise. Who upset you? I've just come all over emotional. I don't know why. My eyes are filling up and I feel really, really sad. I don't feel scared now. I just feel really, really sad. Like something just. Oh, there's a lot of memories in here. I can't stop myself crying. And all I can look at is the mannequins. I don't know what. There's so much in the window. It's freaking me. I don't know, I just feel like everything has got some sort of memory associated with it. It's just non-stop, honestly. It's from one room to the next. But I felt it easy in the big room. I don't know why. I don't know. I just feel like spirits. If you are here, make a noise. I've got that feeling again that when I walk through the trees, oh gosh, my whole body's just gone goose pimply. I wish I could say I was lying this moment, but I'm not. I feel so emotional. There it goes again. Just constant, that feeling that I had between those two trees in the field, just three. And it's very, very nice feeling. Like, I don't know, it's just nice. There it goes again, I don't know what it is, but I just keep getting that feeling through my body. Like a thousand goose pimples. And I actually feel alright in here now. I can't get up. I would need somebody with me, I just couldn't get up. Spirits. Spirits, if you're there, show yourself. Make a sound. I just can't walk around because I'm. Yes, I'm frightened. Yes, I'm frightened, but you know, it's a room with so many different things in that I'm bumping into. You know, it's the mannequins and animals that frighten you more. Next to me, there's a dining table. I cannot stop looking at the mannequin in the window. Oh, there's that feeling again. Okay, I'm shut my eyes. Spirits. I can't see you. Let me feel or hear you. Why do I get the feeling that. Why is this room is full of nice things and maps and animals and. Something bad's happened. Something really bad has happened to me. I've come up. I'm getting all the nice feelings and then I'm getting really emotional. Time moves so slowly in this place. You know, have you ever been so frightened where you just can't shut your eyes, but you know when you go on, you know when you go on the roller coaster and you're scared so you shut your eyes. Imagine being frightened and not frightened, you can't shut your eyes. It's like being tired and not being able to go to sleep. Somewhere not this room. There again, I get that feeling again. It's like goose pimples in your feet going through your chest, and it's the nicest feeling in the world, better than an orgasm, I've got to say. I think you just feel so emotional as well, you know. Oh, I would love to walk around but I can't. I'll feel something move then. definitely saw something move. Turned to my left where the mannequin was, and it's like a body was looking down, and it flipped its head up. Now maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me, I don't know. But you know, when you turn around and you feel something move, and you get sort of a jump. Spirit, show yourself. Spirit, show yourself, please. I'd love them to make a sound. You know, knock something over. Knock something over. Spirits, knock something over. Go on. I feel like my eyes are constantly being drawn to the corner of the room. I'm not getting bangs anywhere else. I'm wishing they don't bang any. Spirits, if you're here, if you can hear me, move something in this room or make the clock stop.